providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Oh, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition, and I hope everybody enjoyed that slightly then longer segment with Adrian Day. In this segment, I am chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. And Dana, let's start off by talking about these U.S. equity markets, because I really do think that this is the story that everybody needs to be watching as these markets continue to trend higher, looking to break out to new all-time highs. But even some of the conversations I had this week and even on Friday with Chris Kimball, as he pointed out, the recovery, especially in the tech sector, has been broad-based. We're not seeing just a few isolated stocks or sectors lead these markets higher. What do you have to say about still what seems like the path of least resistance for the U.S. markets is higher?
Yeah, that's correct, Corey. We saw, obviously, off the December low, we saw what they term a breadth thrust. It's just extraordinarily wide participation in that bounce off of the low, which almost invariably suggests longer-term gains. So we saw a nice, healthy consolidation at the end of February for about a month or so. Saw small caps, broad indices run into resistance right where they should have. But following about 4 or 5 weeks of consolidation, we saw over the last 2 weeks, we've seen a nice, healthy, strong bounce off of there. Broad and small cap measures overcoming resistance, and they look to be pretty much lining up the next leg in this rally from those December lows. At the same time, obviously, you see the large caps have at the same time did slow down in their pace after that late February top, if you will, but they've continued on their way, and it doesn't look like there's anything preventing them from at least testing those highs from last year and likely maybe after a short consolidation, probably moving to new highs.
So does this change the overall outlook to a more bullish playbook? I know you and I have been chatting about reading or playing off of a more bearish playbook, but now with the strength we're seeing in the markets, is there a change coming?
I think that maybe just the timetable of it. I think after that, the breath thrust and the participation that we saw in the early part of the rally, that changed somewhat the expectations for this rally. Right now, obviously, the large caps look like they are poised to test and go to new highs. But we would not dismiss the possibility that in the broad market that the fourth quarter was the first shot, the first salvo in a possible longer term bear market. They still have lots to prove. The broad markets issues I'm referring to and the indices still have much to prove as far as long term getting back to new highs and extending the long-term bear market or bull market, excuse me. So the jury's still out on that. Would not throw out the idea that we did start a broad-based bear market in the fourth quarter, but in the near term, in the intermediate term, nothing to tell us that this up leg is over. This intermediate term rally post-December is over. So right now the trend is up and we continue to ride that and continue to buy dips.
So Dana, do you consider at all that already this year we have something like the S&P up 15%? That's a pretty good one-year move for the broad average, the S&P, rather than just a 3.5 to 4 month move.
Yeah, true, but you have to look at where they where they're coming from. We were deeply oversold, historically oversold at the end of December. So half of that move is probably just reverting, wiping out some of those the excessively oversold levels and reverting back to the mean to some extent. So it has been an impressive start to the year, but that's the danger of using calendar points as your point of reference. It depends where you're coming from in terms of where you're starting your rally and where you're starting your performance measures, because the calendar doesn't necessarily line up with key junctures in the market. So yes, it's been impressive, but we were very oversold coming into the year.
Very good point. And I think sometimes people get a little too stuck on certain time frames or looking at too short term of charts. But you are right, that sell off at the end of the year did bring the markets into extreme oversold positions. Now, also, what about the fact that if we do see, say, the S&P break to all-time highs, do you think that brings in even more trend and momentum followers with almost that FOMO mentality that could drive the markets even higher after that break happens?
You're probably right. It's going to draw in more money either way, whether it's, you know, smart money trend followers that's going to push it and extend it sustainably higher is another question. You're certainly going to get Johnny Come Latelys to the rally, and we see investors of all stripes usually chasing price. So whether it's down and selling at the bottom or chasing prices higher, chasing breakouts, you're going to see that, whether that ends up being a good move or not, and how long that move is extended, it remains to be seen. But certainly breakouts will suck more money into the market.
All right, let's move focus and talk a little bit about the bond market. Bonds had a nice rally at the tail end of last year and even into this year, driving yields lower. But we've seen a little bit of pullback in terms of bonds, and that's helped yields move slightly higher. Still, the yields are still very much at a low range, though. What do you think about the opportunities that the bond market might be presenting after this couple-week sell-off?
We've discussed many times our view on the long-term interest rate cycle. We think it had bottomed, that some 60-year cycle bottomed in the summer of 2016. So we think rates generally are going up for probably the next several decades. That said, on an intermediate term basis, bonds are still in a rally mode. And I think there's still, especially in the 10-year, still a little bit more downside to go in yields, upside in prices. So for the moment, in the near term, I think any pullbacks in price, any bounces in yields are probably represent dips to be bought. So we would continue even in the short term here, buying dips in bonds as well.
Okay, so you're saying that even with this recent pullback, this could be an opportunity because, again, I guess kind of with the U.S. equity markets, you're also seeing the path of least resistance for the bond market as being up.
Correct. I would take this recent bump up in yields, I would take that as a buying opportunity in the bond market.
All right, let's also move over to commodities in general. You recently posted a chart that outlined where the commodity sector is or where it was going, unfortunately still in this pretty long-term downtrend dating the whole way back to about 2008 or 2009. A recent test of this downtrend line is occurring right now. How do you think this all plays out?
Similar to bonds, although it's not as consistent a longer term cycle, but longer term the trend is still lower, I think, in commodities, in the broad based commodity indices, and probably in crude as well. That said, in the intermediate term, obviously the trend is up, so until that, at least in crude oil is up, so the benefit of the doubt is still the upside. But I think we would argue that probably that intermediate term bounce, that post-December bounce in crude oil, has just about run its course. So we'd certainly be taking a long exposure off the table in crude oil at this point. And generally, we'd be sellers of major rallies in the commodity market, and expecting over the long term, more of a downward move in commodities than anything to the upside.
Now, could you see if, let's say, oil does pull back after this run that, in all fairness, has gone on longer than a lot of people thought, do you see that putting at least a little bit of a damper on those U.S. markets?
That could be a proximate cause for some sort of a pullback or a pause or consolidation. I'm not sure. I think a lot of the Certainly saw some correlation in terms of the sell-off last year in the fourth quarter. It came down to probably a little bit of a liquidity issue where people started selling everything. But I wouldn't necessarily count out the equity market, even if crude oil does top out soon and start to pull back. I wouldn't say that's a death knell for the stock market rally by any means.
All right, let's wrap it up with a couple comments on the precious metals and the miners. The precious metals have had a decent run, but again, no significant breakouts. Now more just trading at kind of the upper part of this range, but you can argue this range has been in play for upwards of 5 years. So it's hard to, I guess, jump on board with a market that is still not really showing any breakup or breakdown. What do you think about the setup right now of where the metals are and where the miners stand?
I think probably the benefit of the doubt is probably still with the upside. I don't think the risk-reward opportunity is that great. Certainly better on the upside than the downside, I guess. In terms of the miners, I think they're testing support right now. So if you want to get in there and buy the dip, I would not be averse to doing so in the gold miners right here. I think probably they have marginal upside above their recent highs during this 4-5 month rally that we've seen in gold miners. So I think there's probably they do have potential for a little bit marginal more upside. So I'd be not averse to buying right here, but I wouldn't have I would do so with outrageous expectations for the upside. So buy the dip, yeah. Don't think it's any long-term play for us necessarily, but maybe some more marginal upside.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap it up there, Dana. It's always great having you on the show. I appreciate all of your comments, and I appreciate you taking time over the weekend to share all these markets that we have discussed today. Dana, have a great rest of your weekend, and everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back to wrap up the show with Jeff Christian. Thanks, Dana.
Thanks, Corey.